With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Barrel moving across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, now on a course straight for South Texas. It is currently a tropical storm, but forecasters say it will regain hurricane status before making landfall by early tomorrow morning. Some cities in the Lone Star State are calling for voluntary evacuations. Not only is he falling quickly in the polls and with Democrat lawmakers, President Biden's climate agenda has been dealt a setback.
Back in January, the Biden administration paused the approval of new liquefied natural gas exports. It said it wanted to study the effects of LNG on the climate. 16 Republican-led states challenged the administration in court, and a federal judge has blocked the president's decision to delay natural gas permits, which is a blow to the Biden White House. Officials in the red states raised constitutional questions about the administration's action and argued it would have a negative economic impact. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, surveys of Chinese factory managers show a mixed outlook for the world's number two economy, with growth steady but not picking up much steam.
The official Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing, remained at 49.5 in June on a scale up to 100. A private sector survey was more optimistic, edging up to 51.8 from 51.7 in the previous month. The official PMI for new export orders slipped to 49.4 from 49.6.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, who adds analysts say that might reflect announcements by the European Union and United States of plans to increase their tariffs on imports of electric vehicles. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school board gives up prayer.
After being threatened by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Robeson County school officials have decided to end their practice of opening their meetings with a prayer. The foundation's primary goal is to rid the public square of Christianity altogether, and it does so by sending demand letters to various small public organizations with the implication of legal action. Most local school boards and councils give in rather than go to court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers advancing a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms. A late-night House vote to approve the measure took place just before legislators left Columbus for the summer. State Senate will vote on it this fall. The bill pertains to public K through 12 schools, as well as institutions of higher learning. This is SRN News. The GOP approving four spending bills designed to trim government waste.
House Republicans are moving quickly ahead with a dozen appropriations bills for the upcoming fiscal year, but they're working without input from Democrats. The chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Congressman Tom Cole, says Republicans are putting forward their own plan. Domestic spending programs will be cut by about 6%, and defense spending will be allowed to increase 1%. They're also adding in some policy mandates, like forbidding travel reimbursement for U.S. service members who seek an abortion out of state because they can't get one legally where they're based. I'm Jackie Quinn.
People living downriver of a Wisconsin dam that was breached by floodwaters have now been allowed to go back to their homes. Officials say no injuries reported. More details at SRNnews.com.